searching for a quiet place to be, where voices may be many, but they don't affect me. Where spirits sing in a corner of a room, by a window with a pocket of light shining through.
Listening to CFRO Community Radio Station on 102.7 FM. The upcoming show, Conscious Living Radio, is a program that explores frontiers of consciousness, spirituality, personal growth, emerging paradigms in psychology, health, science, and innovative philosophies that reflect commitment to the advancement of individual, social, and global transformation.
It's 6:05, you're listening to Cooperative Station 102.7 FM, and my name is Andrew Resmer. Radio show is called Conscious Living Radio, and today we're working together with
Linda Christensen here.
And if you could please introduce our first guest.
Yes, in the studio here with us tonight, we have Peruvian-trained shaman and naturopathic physician, Dr. Alexina Mehta. She is going to introduce us a little bit on how we can activate our light body using the Manai Ki. The Manai Ki are 9 rites of initiation that transform our human energy field into that of what she calls the Homo Luminous. The prophecies of the ancient America speak about a new human appearing on the planet, one who lives free of fear and resides in his or her transcendent nature. The Manai Ki are the codes for the new human. They are delivered in the form of energetic transmissions. The 9th rite, the Creator rite, was transmitted for the first time in the summer of 2006 at the Holy Mountains in the Andes. The 9 initiations of the Manai Ki have only been made available to the High Wisdom Keepers of the Americas. They insist in enabling us to perceive the invisible world, bringing balance into our life and to the planet, helping to heal the wounds of the past and allowing us to access our Christ consciousness. And so here we have Dr. Alexina Mehta, who will help us understand what this is about. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Linda. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes. Now, are you from Vancouver itself, or are you from somewhere else?
Yeah, I'm born and raised here in Vancouver.
Okay.
Originally from India.
Okay.
And so my ancestors come from there, and really felt a calling to study Peruvian shamanism in this lifetime. And so part of what the Manai Ki brings is the wisdom teachings from Peru, and the wisdom keepers from Peru, the Laika, who originated from the Indus Valley, And this occurred about 30,000 years ago that these teachings originally came over into the Americas. So it's a real pleasure to be here and to share these wisdom teachings with you.
Oh, great, great. So so tell us then a little bit about how did you get trained in this path and unfold for us a little bit of what these teachings are about, especially what about these initiation rites are?
Yeah, so I originally found what's called the Four Winds Energy Medicine Institute, which is an organization head up by Alberto Villoldo, shaman, Peruvian shaman, who studied with the elders of Peru for many years, and felt a real strong calling to go and pursue this path. And in particular, the Moon Eye Key brings us great wisdom in the form of seeds, which are energetic transmissions that the rites are. And each of these transmissions are transmitted in the form of energy from the teacher to the student. And so in the setting where I'm giving the energetic transmission, there is a leaping of that energy from myself to whomever it is that I'm transmitting that rite to. And as we mentioned, there's 9 rites. And each of these rites has a different type of energetic imprint that stimulates the light body to be able to evolve to a higher realm and a higher vibration, and also stimulates healing within the light body so that we can really step into our angelic nature as human beings in this lifetime. So that's the real gift that these rites bring.
Uh-huh. And I assume that you've been trained in this and you've experienced this. And would you mind telling us a bit about, you know, your experience of this? I mean, I guess obviously you've gone, is it in Peru where you have this center? What was it, the Four Winds?
Yeah, the Four Winds Energy Medicine Institute is...
Energy Medicine Institute, okay.
It's based in the U.S., but of course has its roots in Peru. Mm-hmm. And yes, so I have obviously received these rites many times in the United States and also in Peru.
Okay.
And they have really allowed me to step into a much higher vibration of what has been possible for me in this lifetime. And as a result, I really feel called to share this work with humanity to really assist other beings in being able to step into what's possible for them in this lifetime.
Uh-huh. Okay, so as a link, like if you have these initiation rites, do you just go through them once, or you go through them several times until they have had their effect on you, or how does that work?
You know, it's really amazing. As soon as you get the energetic transmission, there's a shift that happens in the field, and for some people, it's quite a distinct experience, and for other people, it can be one that takes place over time. And so part of the process of receiving the rites is to also learn different ways of growing the rites so that one can allow themselves to benefit fully from what that rite has available to them. Mm-hmm. So it is recommended to receive the rites more often, absolutely. And actually, one of the gifts of being able to receive the rites is that you can actually give those rites to your loved ones and your friends and family. Hmm. Once you acquire the energetics within your field, you are now available to be able to give those rites to others.
Hmm. And so is it a quite a lengthy formal type of ritual involved, or is it more of just a meditative energetic, you know, almost like with healing energy work sort of thing, or what's involved in, could you give us more example of a rite?
Yeah, absolutely. So the way that it works is I teach these rites in the form of like a 2-day workshop.
Okay.
And so what happens is we go over the history and the nature, the importance of the rite. So for example, one of the rites that we work with is called the Bands of Power. And these are energetic transmissions installed in the luminous energy field that allow one to be able to shift any negative energies that are coming into their field. So if there's any type of an attack or energetic negativity coming their way, those bands of protection are going to change that energy into one of the 5 elements: earth, air, water, fire, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens when we give that energetic transmission is there is literally a leaping of energy from who's giving the energy to the person receiving the energy. It's like not only a leaping of the energy, also a leaping of luminous beings, a lineage of earth keepers and wisdom keepers who also transmit into the being receiving the rites. Okay. So once you receive those rites, it's a whole shift in the reality of what is possible for a person. Mm-hmm. Because we have access to more than just what we see in linear time. We have access to infinite time, sacred time, the luminous beings that live outside of time. Mm-hmm. And so in the ceremonial space, which is the space that we hold the rite initiations, we transmit one rite, and then we do some healing work around that rite. Mm-hmm. So we'll do that, and that takes a little bit of time, and then we move into the next rite. So each rite is held in ceremony. It's held in sacred space. Mm. And in sacred space, anything is possible. We can access the infinite in sacred space. And so that's why we really create an environment that allows one to tap into the realm of infinity, to tap into the realm of infinite possibility, which is available to all of us. And this is what I love about the shamanic teachings, is that they teach us to really step outside of time and to step beyond death so that we can heal differently, age differently, and die differently. And that's what these rites will allow one to access. That kind of high wisdom that is available to all of us as soon as we say yes.
Mm, wonderful. So are you able then, it sounds as though you could do all of these initiation rites in one weekend workshop?
That's right, yes.
Oh, I mean, it sounds pretty impressive.
Yes, it's definitely an experience. It's an intensive workshop, but for those people who have a strong calling to spirit and who have a strong calling to contribute to society and to contribute in their lives, it only makes sense. It only makes sense to really step in and to receive what's possible.
Okay, to go all the way with it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, I can't tell you how much my life has changed since I have stepped onto this path. And it only makes sense to share that with others around me.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind sharing a bit about that in terms of how has your life changed as a result of this whole path and all these rites?
Well, you know, I was someone who lived within linear time. And what I mean by that is I was, you know, I had a schedule. I lived in the past and I lived in the future. Mm-hmm. My focus was on what I'm going to do next. And I had expectations about how I wanted life to look like. And as soon as I realized that that was not working for me, I wasn't getting what I was looking for by living in that way, I stepped onto this path. Spirit called me here. And from that point, my life became a life of synchronicity, a life of magic, a life where miracles happened on a regular basis, where I was constantly surprised. And miracles were normal. Surprises were normal. Mm-hmm. And so that in itself makes life so much more worthwhile, so much more exciting. And we all have access to that. Mm-hmm. And it's when we can step into our transcendent nature, when we can step into possibility and make those possibilities that seem improbable, make them probable. When we can see into the future and call the future down into the present moment and live that now. That really allows us to access our highest potential. Mm-hmm. And I believe all of us have access to that. Mm-hmm. Everyone, every mm-hmm. single being.
Mm-hmm. And so say if you had, somebody, do you do any kind of counseling like that in a way with people?
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So say if you had somebody coming to you who's they feel their life is falling apart and nothing's working, they're unhappy with their lives, that they don't like their job, they're not happy with their marriage, they're just really, have really bottomed out in so many ways. What would you do with them? How would you advise them? What kind of techniques or tools? I mean, obviously, you'd encourage mm-hmm. them to do this workshop, but then what could you expect things to shift? How would it shift for them, in a very practical, concrete way?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, in the context of this topic, so for the Moon Aiki, if someone like that came to me and they said, I'm interested in this workshop, this is what's happening in my life, it's falling apart, I don't know where to turn next, I would say, give yourself the space to step into the present moment and experience the sacred. Mm-hmm. Because that's what it is that you're really needing right now. Mm-hmm. Everything that you're trying to do isn't getting you anywhere. So we need to do things in a different way. if things aren't working the way that we've been working them, we need to do things differently. And that's what brings me to stepping into that place of the sacred. And it's amazing what can happen. You know, have you ever gone away on a meditation retreat and had all these different insights, and then you come back and you look at your life and it looks very different, and now all of a sudden you have the tools to be able to work with what's in mm-hmm. front of you? Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing that we're working with here. Mm-hmm. When you step away from what you're used to, you begin to see things more clearly. And it's from that place of clarity. And from that place where we can access beyond what we know, that's what we need to strengthen our relationship to, is being able to trust in beyond what we see with our physical eyes.
Mm. Now, say you have a skeptic, you know, somebody who's mm-hmm. coming along and thinks, oh, you guys are just talking such nonsense. You know, what is the sacred anyway? You're talking about these unseen worlds, nonlinear dimensions and whatnot. How do you know, you're just believing all this stuff. Prove to me it exists. What would you say? Could you relay any kind of experiences or whatever that would perhaps convince a skeptic who would hear this?
I mean, I get that all the time. You know, I work as a naturopathic doctor, and you know, we work with people all walks of life under the sun. And the key is really to meet someone where they're at and to find out what it is that they're needing, what mm-hmm. it is that they're looking for. I mean, I'm not out to convince anybody of anything. The best way that one can shift another is by being what it is that they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So by me embodying what I'm speaking about, that in itself creates an energetic shift in the field that will allow someone to recognize, oh, there mm-hmm. is something beyond what I know. Mm-hmm. There is something more than what I think is possible.
Right. Yeah.
And if we look at throughout history, I mean, as examples of all the brilliant beings that have contributed to society, they've all been people who have thought outside the box. And that's where creativity and potential comes from. And that's the place where we need to go to when we're trying to come up with a new idea. And so when we step into the sacred, and you can call it whatever you want, you know, meditation, a place where you're not thinking. I mean, I don't care about the language I'm using. What I care about is being able to connect with who I'm working with so that they can have an experience of what's possible for them. And that's really what it boils down to. The words are sort of embellishment, but allowing someone to feel that there's something beyond what they know mm-hmm. that's there for them, that's the key.
Mm-hmm. And I guess they have to have a calling, right? They have to have an issue or problem that they are looking to be helped with. Otherwise, if someone is just critical and they feel they are happy in their life the way they are, there is nothing that they want to change, they're not going to be, one, open to new ideas. Two, they're not going to be even seeking for it. So I guess, but when one is experiencing difficulty in their life and looking out, asking, coming to you, mm-hmm. then they're more likely going to hear what you have to offer, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when talking to Linda, you said at some point of time that the healer or during this initiation practices, there is an exchange of energy.
Yes.
Where do you take the energy from when you're giving it all the time?
Well, I'm accessing the energy that was given to me. And so I've also received these rites many times over. And so what happens is I energetically connect to the energy beyond me, the energy of the luminous beings and the lineage that I work with. And through that process of connection and intention, there is a field that becomes activated. And I access that quanta of energy, and then that transmission occurs, and it leaps from forehead to forehead or from hands to hands.
Mm-hmm. So it's not your energy, you're just a conductor of
this. Absolutely,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you never run out of it.
No, definitely not. No, that's the beauty when we open ourselves up to the infinite and beyond what we know, is that we're opening ourselves up to infinite energy and infinite potential.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the energy that I'm accessing, the energy of the luminous beings, of the lineage, in transmitting these rites.
Mm-hmm. And you also said that one of the reasons or outcomes that you're looking for your clients is to get rid of aggression or pain, suffering, mm-hmm. or fears.
Yes.
Is there a value in suffering and fears, or do we have to get rid of it all the time? What's the purpose of fear?
I believe that fear is a great teacher and can also allow us to see clearly what it is that we need to shift. It can often bring about insight in ways of being that aren't working for us anymore. And by allowing ourselves to realize the reasons why that we may get caught in fear, bringing ourselves to a place of awareness so that we can see clearly how we're allowing that fear to run our lives, then we can create a situation where we can shift that fear and transform it. Fear is something that stems from the reptilian brain. Mm-hmm. And as human beings, we have access to four different brains: the reptilian brain, the limbic brain, the conscious mind, and what's also known as the God brain. So by working with these rites and also different states of perception, which is also another technique that we learn in the workshop, we're able to shift our awareness out of fear very quickly and access that place of the God brain, the place of meditation, the place of ceremony, the place of ritual. Mm-hmm. And from this place, we allow ourselves to drain the momentum that fear creates if we allow it.
Mm-hmm. And do you believe that there is a age limit or age requirement that one has to go through certain experiences in life, make some mistakes, go down a few times before can be exposed to those rituals? Or do you think that we should be inviting our children to participate in initiation of this type?
Well, I believe that's a wonderful question, because in fact I was thinking about that this morning, and that I have friends that have given these rites to their children.
Hmm.
And it's amazing the shifts that they see in their children just through that energetic transmission. Now, there's one rite that we give, it's called the Daykeeper Rite. And this rite is all about working with Mother Earth and being able to pay reverence to Mother Earth and give her the treatment that she really deserves. And this friend transmitted this rite to her son when he was only about, I think he was about 6 months old.
Wow.
And he was the little guy in the family that always turned the lights off, that always recycled, always took the garbage out, always asked everybody to contribute to recycling. He was always the one walking around the house trying to figure out how to preserve what was there.
Mm-hmm.
And she swears that it was that right that did it for him.
Mm-hmm.
So children are really very key people to be working with in transmitting these rites. Just as if I'm, a big supporter of yoga for children as well, in really allowing them to connect beyond what they know.
Mm-hmm. We have only a few minutes left in our show, and obviously our conversation is just for our listeners to have a taste mm-hmm. of what you teach, taste of what you offer. And if they like what they hear, there is a few other steps that they can make. One of them is to participate in the wellness show this weekend, where you're going to be offering some more of your wisdom. And can you remind our listeners when and where the show is?
Sure. So we've got the Vancouver Health Show. It's actually next weekend.
Wellness show.
Yeah,
next weekend. Yes,
next weekend.
Sorry.
And I will be speaking there on Sunday at 1:30. And
so that's May the 2nd.
May the 2nd, that's right. So, and I will be speaking about energy healing and how that stimulates the body's ability to heal itself,
mm-hmm.
sponsored by the BC Naturopathic Association on that talk. And then also we're doing a talk at Unity Church, April 30th.
Okay, so that's Friday.
That's on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will be there from 7 to 10 p.m. giving a little bit more in-depth introduction to the Moon Eye Key. We'll go over some different exercises, give people a taste of what these energetic transmissions are about.
So the Friday, a two-hour presentation, how much is
three
that?
Hours. Three hours.
Yeah. 3 hours, okay.
That's $15.
That's only $15.
Yes.
And the wellness show, it's an hour presentation?
It's a half an hour.
Half an hour, 30 minutes yeah. At 1:30 on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I believe the tickets to wellness shows are about $10, $12. Actually, the details could be found on thewellnessshow.com, and the link to that is on consciouslivingradio.org as well.
That's right.
And then you are also offering in May, I believe, some longer workshops.
Yes. So I'm giving the actual workshop where we give the energetic transmissions, the nine initiations, actually this weekend mm-hmm. on Saturday and Sunday, and there is still some space available. And I'm also doing another one in May, May 22nd and 23rd.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, thank mm-hmm. you so much.
But it's the same workshop?
The same workshop.
Here in Vancouver?
Here in Vancouver, okay. Just over on 16th and Heather.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, all the details could be found on consciouslivingradio.org, and there is also a page that you have some information as well, which is?
My website, which is www.dralexinameta.com, and you can find that link on Conscious Living Radio website as well.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you.
And don't I understand there's some free tickets we give away for the wellness show?
That's
Andrew,
right.
For those who email in to Andrew, say at consciouslivingradio.org, you can, it's just a limited number, so the first ones who
the first four emails get the free tickets to wellness show.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, and I just want to remind our listeners that we wonder if you've ever thought about becoming a member of Co-op Radio, but just never got around to doing so. For over 30 years, Co-op Radio has been staying alive simply because of the donations of listeners like you, and we depend upon that listener support. That is what keeps the station running. So you get a lot of benefits if you do sign up as a member, and it's $60 for the year. You get a listener's guide mailed to you and the tax receipt for your donation, and there'll be many, many other benefits available to you. If you want more information on all that, you can check out cooperadio.org, or even from our website, you can find a link to that at consciouslivingradio.org, and we would love to invite you to become a member today. Thank you for joining.
And sorrow.